local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yes, it is Pensacola right now. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Joe. Austin's still running everything, though. He's still in charge. So I'm just helping fill in a little bit for Joe as he's out spending time with his family and probably watching some basketball for March Madness.
Definitely watching basketball.
We got your full March Madness update coming up at the half-hour mark. But just to give you a heads up, if you're, follow Auburn or Florida, Auburn has retaken the lead against Yale, 53-46, and Florida has now lost the lead that they had against Colorado. They're losing 65-62. There's still plenty of time in both these games, over 11 minutes each in each of those. Alabama still comes up later this hour. At 6:35. They'll be playing on True TV against Charleston. By the way, Auburn is on TNT. Florida game is on TBS, by the way, if you're headed to a sports bar or home or something like that to watch the games. In your top three stories, and then we'll get into some local stories. Top three, the House has approved a $1.2 trillion government spending bill. It now goes to the Senate to avoid a partial government shutdown. The president has to sign the bill by 11:59 p.m. tonight in order to prevent a government shutdown. He says he would sign the bill immediately. We're just waiting for the Senate to pass it at this point. You heard right there the WEAR news update. The Princess of Wales, Kate, has been diagnosed with cancer. She made an announcement in a video today. She says she's in the early stages of chemotherapy. She said tests after a planned abdominal surgery in January found the cancer had been present. Of course, this comes a month after King Charles III was diagnosed with cancer after he was treated for an enlarged prostate. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that an Israeli military operation in the southern city of Rafah would risk further isolating Israel. He said that ground operation would risk killing more civilians and worsen the humanitarian crisis on the Gaza Strip. Now, an Israeli delegation is set to visit Washington next week to discuss Israel's plans for Rafah, and those are your top three stories. Austin?
All righty. Well, let's see. Well, it's about 5:14. We'll get a couple of quick local headlines here before we get into traffic and weather together. Starting in Milton, the drama continues as City Attorney Alex Andrade has now been given the go-ahead to prepare a report about alleged misconduct from Mayor Heather Lindsay. Some council members accused Andrade of trying to get retribution for the mayor's bar complaint against him, which Andrade claimed was rooted in falsehoods. He also claimed she committed perjury by submitting the document without council approval. Mayor Lindsay denied committing any crimes before city manager Randy Jorgensen immediately urged her to quit speaking, as there is an active investigation into some of the complaints being brought forward. Lindsay has recommended a sit-down with Andrade and a mediator to resolve these issues.
And then real quick, recovery continued for the city of Pensacola. There was another cyber attack. There was one right after the NAS Pensacola terrorist attack. The city had a cyber attack, and now they had another one last weekend. Now they're saying that landline phones and emails have been fully restored. Many of the phone numbers that weren't working are operational again, like Pensacola Energy, non-emergency numbers for the Pensacola Police and Fire Departments, the Public Works, Sanitation, and Development and Housing Departments are all working now. There's still no word on whether residents' personal information was taken during the attack. It's 5:15. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Austin.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Wasn't much to report on in the last hour. Very happy to be able to say that about the roads here, especially so close to the weekend. Still have some minor backups if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get onto I-10. Maybe have some issues downtown as we typically see. If you're traveling southbound on, Navy Boulevard, that's going to be if you're traveling towards Highway 98. We've got some slight congestion developing in that area, but nothing too severe. Outside of that, Caroline Street's looking all right. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, both looking good. So if you're dealing with some issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it is 69 degrees in Pensacola. Well, I stand corrected, 68 degrees in Pensacola. Just refreshed my screen here. As we get further into tonight, there are going to be some chances for thunderstorms, and then that's going to bleed into early Saturday, but then it'll clear out, and once we're done with Saturday and into Sunday, it's going to be beautiful spring weather, highs in the low 70s with a bit chillier evenings. Bobby?
All right. There was a hit and run, this time over in Baldwin County. Happened around 8 o'clock last night, and unfortunately, the police don't have any information right now, so they could really use some help. If you know anything about this hit and run that happened over on County Road 65 and Little Rock Road, just west of Foley. Like I said, right around 8 o'clock last night. So no arrests have been made. If you have any information, please contact the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office.
And it appears that the Escambia County Commission is planning to take over $1 million from the Escambia Children's Trust. The county says that the trust hasn't been paying increment revenues into the county CRA funds. The trust responded saying they filed for an exemption because the CRAs don't benefit kids. The Board of Commissioners nonetheless voted 3-0 to approve a resolution informing the Children's Trust that they intend to collect just over $1.1 million.
Wow. You know, yeah. When it comes to those kinds of trust stuff, that's a pretty big one right there. But I guess they filed for an exemption because they don't. They said the CRA doesn't benefit kids. So, retired Escambia County Deputy Wayne Goldsby of Molino has been honored with an induction into the United States Police Canine Association Hall of Fame. Now, he's not a canine himself; he was a canine officer.
Yes.
Goldsby began working in law enforcement at Escambia County Road Prison. Then he transferred to the county jail, where he first became a canine officer working with MAJIC in the early 1990s. He later attended the police academy and became a deputy sheriff, where he also became a canine officer and worked with Duke in the street crime unit. He's received numerous awards and certifications over the years, and he was honored with an induction ceremony yesterday. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi, though, filling in for Joe. And coming up here next, we've got your top state headlines, including some bills from Governor DeSantis that he needs to address, as well as a murder update on the statewide level to let you know about, and a little bit of fraud when it comes to airbags. We'll give you those updates coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Palm Sunday is a wonderful celebration of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It's wonderful because the New Testament passages record the fulfilled prophecies from the Old Testament. Palm Sunday helps prove that Jesus of Nazareth is God's anointed Messiah. As Jesus enters Jerusalem riding a colt, he is doing so in fulfillment of Zechariah 9:9. Recorded hundreds of years before Palm Sunday, Jesus riding that colt identifies him as the Messiah. In addition, as the crowd sees him, they laid down palm branches in his honor, and then they cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." And them saying that was a fulfillment of Psalm 118. So be sure to gather with your local church this Palm Sunday and celebrate all that God has done through the person of his only begotten Son.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now with Joe and Austin. Joe's off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. Hey, the Leadership Pensacola class of 2024 is helping Valerie's House. Now, if you're not familiar with Valerie's House, it's a special place that helps children and families work through the loss of loved ones. And so ensuring no child will have to grieve alone. The LEAP class is helping redo the grounds over at Valerie's House. So make a donation or find out more on our website, newsradio923.com. If you have any thoughts about what's going on in the news, you can text it to us, 850-437-1620. Also, just a reminder, you can download our mobile app, News Radio Pensacola, to be able to listen to us anytime, anywhere. So be sure to download that mobile app today. And when it comes to national stories, and we've got your full March Madness update, by the way, coming up here at the end of or after our half hour break. But right now, Auburn is extending their lead over Yale a little bit, 68-61. Colorado is extending their lead over Florida, 79-72. Still 7 minutes left in both of those games. All right, when it comes to national stories, Speaker Mike Johnson faces a threat of ouster from Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. So she's filed a motion to vacate during a House vote on the $1.2 trillion package to keep the government open. She says it's a warning to the Louisiana lawmaker. It's the same political dynamic that removed the last Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Now, McCarthy was was the first ouster of a speaker after far-right conservatives revolted over his compromise with Democrats. So now Marjorie Taylor Greene kind of warning the same thing right here. The House is scheduled to leave town for spring recess. If it's doubtful if any vote on Johnson's removal would be imminent, though. And Johnson's spokesperson says he's just focused on governing.
Very, very in-depth report there. Focused on governing. I would like to think so. Just before we continue with national headlines here, exactly 525, another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We do have an accident report on Blue Angel Parkway. That's going to be just south of Highway 298 or Lillian Highway. Doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, congestion at this time, but we will keep you updated on that as we progress throughout the evening. Outside of that, though, there's not many places you're going to experience some problems. problems. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get onto I-10, we've got some pretty heavy backups there. Maybe a little bit if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road as well. Outside of that, though, not much is going to hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it is 68 degrees in Pensacola currently. Got a chance of thunderstorms as we get into tonight, and that's going to bleed into early Saturday. But don't worry, once Saturday is all said and done and we're into Sunday, the weather's going to be far more beautiful by then. Highs into low 70s and some chillier nights in the 40s and 50s. So if you enjoy spring weather as much as I do for the limited time we have it, I highly recommend you go seek it out. Continuing with national headlines here, the FBI is telling people who were on board the Boeing 737 MAX that lost a panel in mid-flight that they might be victims of a crime. In letters to some of the passengers, an FBI victim specialist says the case is currently under investigation by the FBI. A lawyer representing some of the passengers on the Alaska Airlines flight in a lawsuit against Boeing shared the letter with the Associated Press. Published reports and government officials have said the Justice Department opened a criminal investigation into the aircraft company. The letters don't name Boeing, which declined to comment on Friday.
The U.S. Department, Education Department says it discovered a calculation error in hundreds of thousands of student financial aid applications sent to colleges this month, and it will need to reprocess them. So the FAFSA applications, a blunder that follows a series of other blunders and threatens further delays to this year's college applications. The department says a vendor incorrectly calculated a financial aid formula for more than 200,000 students.
Oh my!
The information was sent to colleges to help them prepare financial aid packages, but now it has to be recalculated, so it's going to delay everything. Even as the department works through a backlog of more than 4 million other financial aid applications. Youch.
And Donald Trump is returning to the stock market. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corp., that's a publicly traded shell company, approved a deal to merge with the former president's media business in a Friday vote. That means that Trump Media and Technology Group, whose flagship product is social networking site Truth Social, will soon begin trading on the NASDAQ stock market. The deal's green light arrives at a time that the presumptive Republican presidential nominee is facing his most costly legal battle to date, a $454 million judgment in a fraud lawsuit.
Yeah, looks like he might get the money for that after all. The U.S. District Attorney's Office is releasing new information on what led to the fatal shooting confrontation between Arkansas Airport Director Brian Malinowski and ATF officials this past week. An affidavit states that Malinowski purchased hundreds of guns over 4 years, starting in 2019. Officials say Malinowski allegedly was selling some of the firearms without proper licensing, required paperwork, or identification. He died in a hospital on Thursday after sustaining a gunshot wound to the head. Early Tuesday, ATF agents exchanged gunfire with him as they showed up to serve a search warrant at his home. The shooting is still under investigation.
And the last two of six former Mississippi law enforcement officers, known as the Goon Squad, were sentenced to lengthy federal prison terms on Thursday. Former Rankin County Sheriff's Deputy Brett McAlpin was handed a sentence of over 27 years, and former Richland Police Officer Joshua Hartfield was sentenced to more than 10. The sentences came after all six former officers admitted to beating and sexually assaulting two black men back in January of 2023. Prosecutors said the men called themselves the Goon Squad because of their use of excessive force.
An update on the body or the student from the University of Missouri. The body of the missing student has been found in a Nashville river. Police confirmed the body found in the Cumberland River this morning was Riley Strain. The 22-year-old had not been seen since March 8th when he asked to leave Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar. Police said there were no signs of foul play related to the trauma on the body. Strain was visiting Nashville on a frat trip.
And a report says at least 40 people are dead in what Russia is calling a terrorist attack in Moscow. TASS, Russian news agency, says at least five gunmen dressed in combat fatigues opened fire inside a popular Moscow concert hall tonight. Dozens more are wounded. The concert hall has been set ablaze, and the fire is still raging at this hour. Ukraine claims Russian President Vladimir Putin staged the attack to gain support for the ongoing war there, and the White House says it is monitoring the event.
Full March Madness update coming up for you right here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 923 after our half-hour break. But for right now, Auburn is beating Yale 68-62. Florida is getting beat by Colorado, though, by 10 points, 85-75. Still 7 minutes left in that one. Full March Madness update coming up for you here in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Mornings. I'm John Saucier talking about Catherine, Princess of Wales, announcing she has cancer. Says she found out about it after going in for her abdominal surgery earlier this year. That surgery was successful, but then tests were done after the operation revealing cancer was present.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
The 42-year-old British royal, not saying exactly what kind of cancer she's battling, says she's well and undergoing chemotherapy. There's a shooting in a concert hall in Moscow, Russia, at least 40 people dead. On the Fox News channel, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says they don't believe Ukraine was involved.
We have no indication, no sense at all that the Ukrainians were involved in this in any way, shape, or form.
On their social media channels, though, the Islamic State group says they were responsible for this attack. Russian authorities tightening up security presence across the nation. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The end of March will bring layoffs to some 400 salaried employees at Stellantis locations around the country. The Wall Street Journal says the Chrysler and Jeep parents' cost-cutting moves will impact salaried employees in the company's engineering, technology, and software units amid what Stellantis calls challenging market conditions. Real estate brokerage company Compass will pay $57.5 million as part of a proposed settlement to resolve lawsuits over real estate commissions. As it detailed in a regulatory filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the New York-based company also agreed to change its business practices to ensure clients can more easily understand how brokers and agents are compensated for their services. While the NASDAQ Composite managed a 27-point gain to notch a third straight fresh closing high, the stock market finished the Friday session mostly lower overall. The Dow Industrial slid 305 points and the S&P 500 eased 7. All three indexes recorded solid gains for the week. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like?
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. There's so many pointless reviews in college basketball, but with that being said, it's still crazy that each coach doesn't get a challenge. The refs screwed up big time last night as Kansas was up by one when Samford's AJ State and McCray made an incredible block, but an egregious foul was called. I usually wouldn't beg for more reviews, but I wish each coach had a challenge because Samford was robbed at a chance to complete an epic comeback. I'm Zach Gelb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards or non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Very happy to report that on the road so far, it has been a splendid evening. Let's see. We still have some problems on Pine Forest Road. That was a given. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10, we've got some pretty severe backups there. Same can be said if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. So just going both ways in that area, we are seeing problems there as we so often do. If you're traveling southbound on, Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98, got some backups developing in that area out of nowhere. Luckily, no confirmation of a traffic incident in that area. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long. As for the weather, I just now stepped outside. It's kind of windy, 68 degrees, overcast. It seems pretty nice right now. There are going to be some thunderstorms, though, heading into tonight and into early Saturday, but that will clear up. And we're going to have beautiful day Saturday and even more so Sunday with highs in the low 70s and some chillier evenings in the 40s and 50s for the low there. Bobby, what's going on with the March Madness update?
Yeah, I'm keeping a close eye on this Florida game.
Yeah.
So Colorado was up by 11 points just a minute ago. And just within the past minute, Florida has cut the lead down. It's Colorado still leads 92-84. There's 4 minutes left in this game here. And so this could be a bigger upset than what we saw a little bit earlier today. Is Colorado's a 10 seed, Florida's a 7 seed. Of course, there's a lot of Florida Gators fans around here as well watching that one. In the meantime, Auburn is trying to stave off Yale.
I know, man.
Yale actually took the lead a little bit ago, and Auburn's taking the lead back. They're only up by 4 points. In fact, in the second half, Yale has outscored Auburn 32-29. So that would be a big, that'd be a pretty big upset right there if that one ends up falling through that way. Now, the only upset we have of the day so far is Northwestern beat Florida Atlantic 77-65 in overtime. In overtime play, Northwestern scored 19 points to Florida Atlantic's 7 points. So they really came out strong in overtime right there. Clemson beat New Mexico earlier today. San Diego State held off an upset by University of Alabama Birmingham, beating them by 4 points. Baylor beat Colgate. Marquette beat Western Kentucky. And, of course, UConn crushed Stetson 91-52. A lot of people are still waiting for the Alabama game, which comes up tonight, 6:35 on True TV. Purdue, number one seed Purdue, is playing Grambling on TBS. Duke is playing Vermont on CBS right around 6:10. So that's your March Madness update for today. What else do we got in sports?
Well, let's see. On the women's side of things, we've got it's the first true day of the tournament. We had the first four these past couple days, but this is their first round really getting cooking. Let's see. We haven't really had much as far as upsets. A lot of convincing wins going the higher seeded team's way. But number 11 Middle Tennessee did beat number 6 Louisville 71-69. So that was a pretty good win there. In South Carolina, just in case you haven't heard us talk about how great they are, they're like 33-0 on the season or something like that. They just beat Presbyterian in the first round 91-39. So all of a sudden, UConn men's basketball, their blowout isn't looking that great. Let's see. Kansas State currently beating Portland. That game's just about over. K-State is up 78-65. Looks like they're going to hold on there. Alabama and Florida State in a good one in the third quarter right now. Alabama up 46-40. And it's almost halftime. 12-seeded Vanderbilt and what's that there? 5-seeded Baylor. Baylor has the lead currently 27-16. Some other headlines just swirling around sports today. Tiger Woods is on the Masters official tournament field list, signaling a possible appearance at Augusta National. Tiger just played one time this season at the Genesis Invitational and exited early due to illness. The 5-time Masters champ is one victory shy of the record held by Jack Nicklaus. The tournament is scheduled for April 11th through the 15th. And also in the NFL here, the Lions released Cam Sutton yesterday. The release comes as authorities continue their search for the cornerback. We touched on that earlier this week. A warrant was issued for his arrest 2 weeks ago due to his alleged connection to a domestic violence case. So a lot going on in sports today. And Tiger Woods, I do want to touch on this real quick.
I was going to ask you, are you one of the like to see Tiger Woods get that record?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not a huge golf fan, but I have memories of like waking up on Sunday and my dad was watching golf and he was watching Tiger Woods. And Tiger was such a big name. And then he had his drop in relevance, you know, because he had a lot of issues going on and just kind of fell out of favor. And now he's trying to make a comeback and he's had some trials and tribulations along the way. I think it would be awesome for him to do that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I would like to see him do it. It's sad because he definitely was the most talented golfer at one point in his career. And then, maybe personal life stuff kind of got in the way. But I don't think that wasn't nearly what it was. It was he injured his back.
Yeah.
And when you injure your back and then his knees, he just wore his body out too fast. And so, but I still would like to see him get that record. Top three stories here for you real quick. The House has approved that $1.2 trillion government spending bill. It now goes to the Senate. The president says he'll sign the bill immediately. It has to be done before 11:59 tonight in order to prevent a government shutdown or partial government shutdown. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that any kind of Israeli military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah would further isolate Israel. An Israeli delegation is set to visit Washington next week to discuss their plans for Rafah. And Kate, the Princess of Wales, has been diagnosed with cancer. She made the announcement in a video message today saying she's in the early stages of chemotherapy. Now, this course comes a month after King Charles III was diagnosed with cancer after being treated for an enlarged prostate. So two members of the royal family both being diagnosed with cancer within a month of each other. So that is your top three stories. What do we got going on with the lottery tonight? I'm not a big lottery player, but it's you can't ignore what's happening right here, Austin. What's up?
That's absolutely right. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth nearly $1 billion. Joe and I have been covering this time and time again, and here's why. The jackpot sits at $977 million with a cash option of $467 million. Meanwhile, tomorrow's Powerball jackpot is worth $750 million. And it comes with a cash option of over $360 million. So I don't encourage getting hooked on Powerball gambling and all that, because that's essentially what it is. But someone's going to be quite a lucky son of a gun or daughter of a gun, I suppose, in the coming days, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people living downwind of the burn zone in Lahaina, Maui, are reporting respiratory issues. Of course, Lahaina is where the massive fires happened a year ago. Now they have controlled burn areas in order to try to prevent a wildfire from happening again. And the American Lung Association said last week it received 4 calls from people concerned about dust and air quality. Three of them reported symptoms like chronic cough. 3 months ago, the Hawaii Department of Health urged Maui residents to avoid all direct exposure to fire debris. The Department of Health says high levels of toxic substances were found in ash samples collected from more than 100 properties in Lahaina. The substances include arsenic, lead, antimony, cobalt, and copper. Yeah. So I guess the wind is picking up the ash. So this isn't even the controlled burn area. This is just the leftover area, and the wind is taking that, you know, picking it up and sending those chemicals over their way. So, yeah, that's kind of scary. I got some more health, business, and science headlines for you coming up here on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe right here on News Radio 92.3. But first, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Austin.
Let's see here. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10, we still got some pretty heavy backups in that area. But outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long. And it's been that way basically the entire evening, luckily. So it must be a lot of Joe Fords out there just taking this end of the week off. So good for us, apparently. Let's see. As for the weather, it is 68 degrees in Pensacola. A bit windy out there, if I do say so myself. As we get further into tonight, it's going to be a chance of thunderstorms. It'll bleed into maybe early Saturday, but that'll die down, and Saturday is going to be a beautiful day, and Sunday even beautifuler, with highs in the low 70s and lows in the 40s and 50s, bringing you some chillier evenings and some spring weather for the weekend. Bobby?
Update real quick. Yale just took the lead against Auburn, 73-72.
That's awesome.
A minute and 12 left in the game. Yale just took a one-point lead. As I pointed out before, in the second half, they're outscoring Auburn 39-31 already. Now, Colorado-Florida game, that's getting a little bit – well, actually, nope. Colorado just scored 2 points. So it was 92-88. Now it's 94-88. So they've kept a six-point lead right there. There's 2 minutes left in that one. So two upsets brewing. Either way, two close games going on with March Madness right now. So keeping an eye on that. I'll let you know what's happening as you're on the roads right now. A dating app says it's able to detect sexually transmitted infections by just scanning a photo of a man's junk. Yeah, Kamara uses artificial intelligence to scan the photo. The artificial intelligence will be able to determine whether a man is clear for safe sex. HeHealth, the company behind Kamara, says that the app is HIPAA compliant, but does not specify where the photos are stored, for how long, and whether they'd be vulnerable to hackers. Medical experts say this is a bad idea, because blood and urine samples are required in order to detect infection. So it sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah.
So first of all, it sounds like they're encouraging men to take pictures of their junk, which
And don't ask questions.
Usually
about
dating apps
are
trying to get guys to stop doing that. So
that's questionable on its own. And then common sense kind of dictates if someone especially has a well developed STI, you are like you're going to be seeing it on the exterior, sure, but a lot of times you don't. So I don't really know how that would work anyway, and I'm not even a doctor. So just avoid that app like the plague, I guess. A new study predicts global fertility rates will decline in the decades ahead. Researchers at the University of Washington say the average number of children a woman gives birth to in her lifetime has dropped from about 5 in 1950 to about 2 in 2021. That new analysis predicts that rate will fall below 2 children per woman by the end of the century. The senior author of the study said there are many reasons for the decline, including better access to contraception and reproductive health care and more opportunities for employment and education for women.
All right. Update here. Yale still has a 1-point lead over Auburn, 73-72. And there's less than a minute left in this game now. And by the way, Johnny Broom of Auburn has a double-double, 22 points, 10 rebounds. John Poladakis from Yale, 28 points in order to help Yale lead on that one. That game's on TNT, by the way. Florida, the lead's getting away from, or the I guess the
Colorado's
getting away
the
from
lead.
Colorado just extending their lead a little bit further, 97-90. Oh, now Florida just made a layup. Walter Clayton Jr., who has 25 points, just scored a layup. So now it's 97-92, a minute and 18 seconds left in that one. So we'll continue giving you March Madness updates right here on News Radio 92.3. Also, we've got some movie news for you coming up on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th Anniversary Sales Event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew Kay, this morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about this whole tax issue between the Escambia Children's Trust, the CRA, and the county, and the decision to just take the money that the county made yesterday in the meeting, instead of just waiting a little while to see what might be the best course of action. We also talked about the challenge local businesses are having finding good employees at all, and finding ones that really want to work if they do get the job. And, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service for things canceled this week. Listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe as he's out today. He'll be back on Monday. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Keeping our eye on these March Madness games right now. Two teams that a lot of people in the area are interested in, Auburn and Florida. Auburn is still 1 point behind. Make it 2 points behind Yale as Danny Wolf just made a free throw. 45 seconds left in this one. Yale with a two-point lead. And then the Florida game. 30 seconds left in this one. Walter Clayton Jr. just made a three-pointer in order to close the gap to 99-96. So Florida's behind Colorado by 3 points right there. Walter Clayton Jr. has 29 points in this one. So a close back and forth. Danny Wolf over with Yale just made his second free throw. So now Yale extended their lead 75-72 with 45 seconds left in that one. Oh, boy.
That's making my day right now. If Yale pulls
it's
that
March
off.
Madness stuff right now. You got upsets brewing. People locally are rooting for Florida or Auburn are sweating like crazy as both teams are losing right now. It's a crazy one. So it is. If you're not into sports, it's got a good movie coming out this weekend. Big blockbuster movie, Ghostbusters, Frozen. What is it called? Frozen
Empire. Yes.
Came out today, starring Paul Rudd. The Spengler family returns to the iconic New York City firehouse where the original Ghostbusters have taken ghostbusting to the next level. When the discovery of the ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters both new and old will reunite to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age. So you've got Bill Murray coming back in this one and Dan Aykroyd coming back in this one. So I think a lot of Ghostbusters fans looking forward to this one. What else we got going on in movies and streaming this weekend, Austin?
Well, we got Roadhouse. It's an Amazon Prime release. It's going to be starring Jake Gyllenhaal. Ex-UFC fighter Dalton takes a job as a bouncer at a Florida Keys roadhouse, only discover that this paradise is not all it seems. And for those of you who care, Conor McGregor does make an appearance in the film. I remember hearing about that a little while back, so I'm sure this one's going to be hyped the closer we get to this thing swirling around on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. I imagine, because this is supposed to be kind of a remake of the one from the 80s, but
with
obviously
Patrick
a different
Swayze,
take
right?
on it. But the with Jake Gyllenhaal, I've seen Jake Gyllenhaal. He got ripped for this film.
Yeah, he did.
He's big. He got big in this film, so it'd be interesting to watch this. I'm probably watch that one this weekend. Another one is called Sleeping Dog, starring Russell Crowe and Karen Gillan. suffering from memory loss, a former homicide detective tries to solve a brutal murder that he can't recall. As he puts pieces together from the decade-old investigation, he soon uncovers a sinister web of buried secrets tied to his forgotten past. That one's in theaters.
And Shirley, which will be on Netflix, it stars Regina King and the late Lance Reddick. In 1972, the first ever black congresswoman, Shirley Chisholm, launched a trailblazing campaign to become the president of the United States. So obviously a nonfiction film there. I love historical pieces like that. So I'm sure that one's going to be great. Regardless,
that's on Netflix?
Yes. I was about to say, regardless of what we think of Netflix, because I know you kind of cut ties yesterday.
I cut ties a few years ago, but
yeah,
that sounds like an interesting one. I might have to steal somebody's password and check it out. Just kidding. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives, and then I'll give you the latest update. Oh my gosh, there's a big update with Florida, but let's get traffic and weather together on the fives first.
Alrighty, I will keep it quick. Luckily, the roads have not been bad this evening. We only had some issues if you were traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get onto I-10, and that has seemingly died down. So if you're on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's high 60s here in Pensacola with chances of thunderstorms tonight. It's going to bleed into early Saturday, but will die down, leaving you some beautiful spring weather for the most of Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the low 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s in the evening. All right, Bobby, tell us what you got to tell us. What's going on?
All right. 6 seconds left. Florida just tied the game 100 points each. Colorado and Florida now tied at 100 each, and it's Colorado's called a timeout, and so of course they're going to do an inbound play in order to try to get the ball in, and we'll say, oh boy, that's a close one right there. Now, that's not the only one. Auburn has closed the gap to just 1 point. Oh, Yale leads 75-74. This one has 33 seconds left in it. So two very close games going on here. This is the epitome of March Madness. I cannot believe Florida was able to catch this one up. Walton Clayton Jr. now 33 points as he's just been dominating here at the end of that one. So, wow. Pretty exciting. I'll continue to keep my eye on that game as we give you some other news right here. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Metallica are the latest band to lose in court over shows canceled during COVID. A California judge said that their argument that COVID led to the cancellations was justified to not have insurance companies pay for when the shows were canceled is absurd. Most suits like Metallica's have been unsuccessful, as most insurance policies have explicit clauses about disease.
And the first trailer is being released for spinoff series The Penguin. It takes place immediately after the events of 2022's The Batman and follows Oswald Cobblepot's rise to power in the Gotham underworld. Colin Farrell returns as the title character, and the rest of the cast includes Kristen Milioti, Michael Zegan, and Clancy Brown. The Penguin debuts on Max this fall.
All right. And then I had to just pull up the Yale game again. So Yale has the ball. They're at the free throw line. They just made two free throws. So now they're up 77-74 against Auburn. And the Colorado-Florida game, Colorado shot the ball, missed it. Florida rebounded it. 1 second left. It looks like I'm trying to see if there's a – I don't know if there's a foul or what, but still 100-100. Okay.
It just ended.
What happened?
Colorado. Okay.
Looks like it's going to go. It says it's final.
Yeah. What's that about?
100-100. Nope. Colorado won. They hadn't updated the score yet.
Well, that's the thing.
Colorado ended up winning. Last second shot, 102-100.
It said that Colorado had made a jumper in the final seconds, but then it took it away and said, oh, Florida rebound. So I don't know. I don't know what that was about, but. Colorado,
I'm
yeah.
I'm seeing the second half score, though. The second half score has Colorado 57 points, Florida 55.
Yes.
We'll give that a second to refresh and see what that ends up being right there. Because
easily
right now it looks like
the most offensive game so far.
It looks like it ended in overtime. But a sequel, so nice, it's been named twice. Tim Burton's Beetlejuice sees Michael Keaton reprise his role as the title character for the 1988 movie. The first trailer has been released, and Beetlejuice hits theaters on September 6th.
And lastly here, Radiohead bassist Colin Greenwood is giving fans a behind-the-scenes look at the band with a new photo book, How to Disappear, A Portrait of Radiohead. It documents the band's years between 2003 and 2016. On top of 97 photos, the book also has a 10,000-word essay written by Greenwood. In a statement, he said he had been taking photos of the band without them noticing for years. It is set for release on October 15th.
I do have the update. Colorado won 102-100 against Florida. So big upset right there as number 10 seed Colorado beats Florida.